official Pulp MX app bonus Pulpcast.
Thank you for supporting us with your purchase of the Pulp MX app. Bonus Pulpcasts are provided to add value to your purchase. Please also remember to click the Amazon banner on PulpMX.com when buying anything from Amazon.
Hey guys, it's Mathis here. Thank you for giving me your $1.99 for the Pulp MX app. I appreciate it. What we're trying to do is give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99, and that is in the form of doing something that I know how to do very, very well. No, it's not eating. It's talking to people on the phone and recording their conversations. So that's what we're trying to do. Every so often, whether it be an interview after the race or an interview during the week or whatever it is, we're going to try to update this and give you guys a little bit of value for your $1.99 that you spent. So, again, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks to Swisscore for building the app. And stick around. This is just the start of many, many cool things we're going to do. Thanks again. Mitch Payton, here we are, Saturday night in France, Motocross the Nations. Quickly, today went well. Couldn't have gone much better.
Today was awesome. The track was, I think the track's kind of neat. It goes up and down the hills and stuff, and I think the guys like the layout of it. The only thing is sometimes if they overwater it, it's because it's got such a hard base, it's really slick, and then it dries out pretty fast, and then it's dry with a lot of rocks. So it changes quite a bit through the day, but it looked like they all rode really well. Dungey rode awesome, and Baggett rode awesome, and Villopoto rode awesome. So every single guy on the team was really good. They all got great starts and rode flawless.
Now we'll see what happens tomorrow, or anything could change, but it looks good for Team USA. What I wanted to talk about was your history with Motocross the Nations. Now, before we hit record, we went through it. We believe the first year you went in 98 with England, mud disaster. Ricky Carmichael was your guy.
Yeah, we went with, it was Ricky Carmichael, KX125, and then we had John Dowd and Doug Henry.
Yeah. Yep. And you'd think in the mud you'd have those two New England guys, but it was really bad.
Well, we thought we were really good until we met this other mud rider named Stefan Edwards.
Right. And he was a little better.
He was like honestly, it kind of blew my mind to watch him ride, because I hadn't seen him ride, in a condition like that before. And that's, they say the sand and mud is where he's really special whatever. And he was special for sure.
So for yourself, next year Brazil, again losing effort. Carmichael crashed early on in one of his motos and broke, and so you were 0-2.
Yeah, we went to Brazil, and it was. We got there in the morning. I remember Kevin Windham and LaRocco and Ricky. And I think Kevin and Ricky went walking the track, and they came back, and they had mud up to their boots, and they're saying there's no way they're even going to be able to ride.
Yeah.
And then within like three hours or something, like, there was just dust everywhere. And Ricky got a pretty good start, went in the back and got in a pile up, and it broke his throttle cable.
Yeah. And was it one moto or two moto? Do you remember?
It was two motos, but that one was a DNF. And then I think he crashed in one moto, and then I think one of the other guys had problems. It was just a disaster.
Yeah, and so for a pro circuit, brought two riders, and it was 0-2, not good.
Yeah.
And different conditions happen, and it almost makes you appreciate the days that did go well where USA dominated, because you remember when you didn't.
Yeah, no, and it was, it's always a long flight, so it's a lot more fun when you win.
You can
enjoy it and go home. And then there was there was, I don't remember all the other years or whatever, like 2001, we were going to go with Mike Brown and Carmichael and Windham, and then that was the year 9/11.
Yep.
And we had the bikes getting ready to be picked up, and then that happened, and then the riders all talked, and Brownie wanted to go still, but Kevin and Ricky kind of made a decision by talking to themselves and their family, and it was kind of weird, because my dad, and I always thought my dad was pretty gnarly, like, he just said, I don't really want you to go either. He goes, there's no reason to be over there in the middle of that shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, you guys just need to stay put, because nobody knew what was going
on. Yeah, no, at the time it was
horrible.
Yeah. And so on through the years, Jake Weimer, Ryan Villopoto, probably three times.
Ivan Tedesco. The first time we kind of went after that was, I think we, took a couple years off.
Let's not forget 2003 when I was on Team USA and we lost.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Right.
That was awesome.
With you in charge, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly.
No, but I think it was in 04.
We took off 04.
We were going to go to France,
yeah.
And it was Tedesco, Ricky, and Wyndham. And I don't know, there was something about that one where we were going to try to do a better job of it,
mm-hmm.
get everybody to work together, and it was really, that was like a really enjoyable one, and it was fun because, you know, Ricky and Kevin had always had this career where,
yeah,
you know, they were friends when they were young and then not quite as good of friends, you know, mm-hmm. when they raced against each other, and God, you know, then get over there and they're like best of friends, and it was really cool
right.
for me to see that, and,
mm-hmm.
and I just loved it, and you know, Roger and then Scott Taylor helped that year, and we just decided we were going to try to keep this little band of people together and make it fun
yeah.
for the guys, and we wanted to make sure we kept it going, and it was cool.
Yeah, I can't believe it, because when I went, it was sort of three teams. You know, we never even saw Ryan Hughes, and it was a real sort of ship-shape effort, and now as a media guy, and I can't believe the difference. You know, the Team USA spirit is back, and the funding is back, the teams are back. And it's a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, it's something we needed to do, you know, because I don't know, you know, sometimes our guys get a little burned out of the travel and all that kind of thing, and those guys were too. But it was like, you know, it takes one person to really mm-hmm. kind of kick it off, you know, or make it want to happen. And
yeah.
for whatever reason, you know, Ricky and Kevin and Ivan are like, yeah, that'd be so cool, you
right.
know, and then Roger and then myself, and like I said, Scott Taylor was a big part of that, and everybody just kind of wanted to make it fun for him, and we want to try to keep that now, and like that's where the, you know, Scott Taylor is gone, and now Beaker
yeah.
from Fox has been a big part of it also.
Yep.
We've decided to like try to keep it all together every year and work together and make sure it's fun for these guys, and we want them to work together and
mm-hmm.
be part of a, you know, instead of being individuals, you know, they are actually a team where they
right.
get along.
Anything in your eyes touch Ryan Villopoto's ride at Butts Creek? I mean, is that out of your guys you've sent or races you've been to?
No, that was pretty amazing because, you know, like Ryan was a lights guy, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and that was the year him and Ben went at it, and I think him and Ben could have had a good race there probably
mm-hmm.
too, and then Ben got hurt in practice, and you know, it was the way the gate was then, you know, the first gate was the
yeah.
best gate. So we gave Ryan the inside gate, and he actually hole-shotted both motos
yeah.
and led, like, the whole time. And, you know, I think it's the first time a little bike's won the overall of the event
yeah.
and won both motos and led every lap. So it was, you know, probably a pretty special moment for us.
And on the flip side of that, not in a poor ride, but Jake Weimer, who rode well, team won. He scrapped it out. I mean, it wasn't an easy day for him. One of his things he wishes he had a redo was that day in Italy. So.
Yeah, it was. Jake actually was riding really well. He just crashed, and he actually crashed a couple times. And one
mm-hmm.
of the times it took him a few minutes to get the bike started, you know, and he felt horrible when he came in. And he's like, "Man, I lost it." And we're like, "Nope, he didn't
yeah,
lose
yeah.
it. It's a team deal, you know. And we're fine. If these other guys do good, we're all right." And that was the day that actually Dungy put in a hell of a ride
yeah.
and was awesome, and so did Ivan, and they had some passing to do at the last moto, and they got it done, and it was really cool to see him do it. So that one was awesome. And then actually in England, you know, James was really fast and crashed
mm-hmm.
and actually Timmy Ferry helped us win that one.
Who could forget,
you know,
yeah,
well, you won't never forget. So
who could forget the emotions, the tears. Or maybe that was just me.
The red dog.
You know what's cool, too, I always think is, you know, I went to you when Canada was going to go to Butts Creek for Darcy Lange, and you were like, no, wait, was it Lange? Yeah. And you were like, whatever he needs. If he wants a bike, you can have a bike. Like, and here we are, Dean Wilson, Tyler Rattray's on a 450. Christoph Purcell, you've helped before probably at this event. You name it, all your guys, and you do the full effort. It's not a bring a pipe and silencer.
No, because, and actually it's kind of weird because, you know, it's like, you know, it's cool that we love it, but, you know, like when Ben came to our team, that was a big deal to Ben. You know, Ben really thrived on that event and loved
uh-huh.
it, and I know Tyler really cares about it, and then now Christoph's here this weekend too. So, like, those guys, you know, they grew up over here, you know, having a lot of respect for this event, and it wouldn't be fair for us to come over with the Americans and then our other guys just give them a, you know,
no.
give them a box of parts and say, you'll have to borrow a bike. So we ship everything over here,
yeah.
and it comes with a big expense.
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's out of your pocket, I imagine, a lot
well,
of it.
Well, no, the countries help too. You know,
do
like
they,
we,
yeah.
South Africa did a big fundraising, and they've raised money to help for the shipping and to get, you know, some staff over here, and so did Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're helping, you know, pay some of it, too. So
yeah,
it's important.
And it's something you obviously believe in. You're always, you're pumped. You must be,
I believe
it's a lot of work, but...
I would have to say, as a motocross event, single-handedly, that this is probably the coolest motocross event of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I would probably agree. And then in the future, if you don't have riders on the team, do you still going to come over? Do you still plan on coming over?
I went last year when Trey Kennard was on the team. And, you know, like, we had this gnarly battle down to the end, you know.
Yeah.
But still, when it came down to it, you know, I agree that he was the right guy for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could ask Trey. I mean, I tried to be, you know, there for Trey, anything he needed, or try to help.
Yeah, he
him.
Said you intimidated him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. No, he really did. He said, I don't know how to – I've never talked to Mitch. I really get scared from him, but he's a really cool guy. But he was intimidated. No, for real. So that's what – I mean, that's what I mean. Like, you're here to help this event and this team, Team USA.
Well, you know, like, the way I look at it is it's Roger's a team manager. He's done it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger loves this event.
But he's Belgium.
He is a foreigner
Belgium,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I crack on him a little
you
bit.
Gotta
about
watch
that.
That.
I know. I've seen him over at the other tents kinda hanging out. And before he goes, I take the track map away from him. So But Roger
yeah.
loves it because, you know, he obviously World Motocross was a big part of his life, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's what made him, you know, the person he is. And Roger's the, you know, the team manager, and Roger asked me if I would help, even if we didn't have a guy on the team, and I said absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm asked to help, then I would like to help.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's really admirable that you do that. Before we go, anything new for next year that you can talk about?
Whoa, yeah, we have some pretty big news coming up.
Oh.
But we can't talk about
oh.
it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's top secret.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
No, I'm not going to dump it.
Okay. Maybe soon, though?
Pretty soon. It's going to be big, though.
Oh, wow.
Real big.
I can't wait. Here, I just hit stop. We're not recording right now.
I can't tell you, even off the record.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right.